Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. So Glass Eyed Jeff called earlier, and we met him this week for the first time. And I thought, oh, I forgot to ask to look at his glass eye.
Right.
And then he reminded me that's not why he has the name Glass Eyed Jeff. He was a nurse.
Yeah.
And he had to clean a patient's glass eye.
Right. That's the name.
Now, how does that even happen? Like, I see you got 3,000 hours on the glass eye. We got to pull that out and clean it.
Right.
It's like a car with mileage.
It's regular maintenance.
Time to clean the glass eye.
No idea. Maybe,
rotate,
you know, he slapped in the back, say, good job. The guy said, put it up. Rolled on the floor. Hang on, let me clean it for you before I put it back
he
in again.
He sneezed and he held his nose.
He's saying not to do that.
Then it goes rolling across the floor.
Right.
All right, we're going to have to clean that now.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I understand. You don't want to put it back in the head with lint all over it.
Exactly. Cigarette butt stuck to it and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Breaks a coffee pot across the room.
Right.
Ding! There's a big splash.
All right, rolls down the hallway. Hurry up! Don't stop! I got it! What are you playing ping pong with? Nothing.
Right. So,
I thought
that'd be interesting. Let's talk to nurses and EMT people, like gross things they had to do with patients.
Yes. You know,
part of the job kind of thing.
Yep.
Kelly from Kensington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as an ED nurse, you see a lot of cool stuff.
A what nurse?
We had an ER nurse.
Oh, ER. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Everything comes through the door, right?
Yep. Potpourri.
Yeah. So we had a patient come in who was elderly and who was being a little combative, a little aggressive, and we were all trying to get him, you know, comfortable in bed and try to get him so he doesn't fall out, and he was flailing his arms and legs, and one of the nurses that was at the foot of the bed received a kick in her mouth, but his big toe scratched the top of her mouth.
Oh my God, you're fighting Zorro.
Her face, she didn't know what to do. She had her O face on. She was like, oh, and she just stood there in shock. And she's like, and it was a long, yellow, dirty, gross toenail.
Oh my God.
Of course it was.
They become Fritos corn chips after a while. Yeah.
That was horrible.
First thing I would do is take a red hot poker and stick it in my mouth to sear that clothes and kill the germs.
Grab every
then I take that poker and ram it through his chest.
Wow.
I get ghost pepper.
Yeah, would I lose my job for that?
Probably, yeah.
Right.
They'd understand.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
Oh, my God.
So sheets were a goner too after a while, I'm guessing.
This is why nurses are underappreciated.
Right.
This is the stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff.
Yeah, the worst part is he cut himself out of the straps later.
How do you, you went through a lot of socks.
It's Wolverine's dad. Every time he walked across the floor, like a dog across the linoleum. Click, 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 click.
And I like how she started. He was combative. He was aggressive. No! He was a maniac.
Right. Flailing.
Total dick.
Right.
All right, Kelly. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Bye.
Imagine kickball wouldn't last long.
Hey, my Jennifer's on the phone. Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, guys.
Hold on. AJ has some more jokes on the phone.
Yeah, imagine playing kickball. It's like, boom. The ball stuck to his foot like a half a helmet.
Grandpa!
Like a half a helmet.
That's the eighth ball today.
Yeah, you guys win by forfeit then. Thanks, right. Grandpa. Although it comes in handy to getting the olives out of the jar.
Right.
Just give it to Grandpa. He'll get it. Like Wolverine's dad. Looks quite festive. Okay.
All right, you good?
Yes.
Any more?
Thank you.
All right. Hello, hon.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I had a patient years ago. He was a very challenging patient. And I was working inpatient at the time, and the patient had a colostomy. And he would often pick at the colostomy bag.
He'd what?
He'd pick at it. He'd, like, try to pull the bag off.
Oh, no.
No.
Don't do that.
Uncapping the volcano.
Like, you know, if the bag is uncomfortable or if it's leaking, just call us. Hit the call light. We'll replace it for you. This is an ongoing, never-ending conversation with this guy. And what he would do, one time when I walked in the room, you had to make sure when you walked in the room that there was light shining in the room, because what he would do is if the bag was leaking, he would take it and fling it across the room when it was full with poop.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like a dooney bomb, yeah.
And then it would be on the wall, on his bed, on the floor.
See, this is
everything.
You got to treat a person like this like a puppy. Here, let me take your face and rub it in it.
Exactly. Put paper on the floor.
Let me put your nose in this.
Right.
Yeah. See this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then,
no.
And when you would go in the room and you were like, what's going on? He's like, oh, and then he would make it like he knew nothing. He's like, I don't know what happened. Like, he would,
really?
Somebody else tried that. Yeah. Can't blame the dog
Some
for that
guy
one.
With big toenails came in and went crazy.
Yeah. Can't blame the dog for that one.
Right.
So bad. And there was another time. This is also when I was working inpatient. And I had this elderly lady. The ER nurse had just called me to think of it. So this is this elderly lady. She was confused. She was combative. And I was trying to give her medication, and she had trouble swallowing pills, so I had to crush them and put them in applesauce or whatever I put it in to get her and feed it to her.
Like a baby.
And she's sitting in the bed, and she was looking at me like I was the devil. This woman hated me. She was so confused, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to give you so I take a little spoon, and I give her the medication, and she looks at me. It's all in her mouth. She smiled, and she spit it all over my face.
Oh.
You get that? Yeah, so that was the only time that ever happened. And then I just put a mask on and I'm like, okay.
That's why I couldn't do it. My reflex would be to punch her right in the face.
Yeah, I have no idea how she swallowed that poison.
Yeah, and then you just write in a report. She got out of bed, slipped on the floor.
Exactly. Several times.
Every time I held that spoon after that, she opened her mouth right up.
Right.
Do you want to hear a gross one about when I had to bag a patient one time?
To bag a patient?
Like, bag?
A patient that passed away, we had to put them in a body bag.
Well, that's sad.
He had all this like issues. He passes away. You know, when patients, like the guy was saying, your guest yesterday was saying, like, you know, different things happen once patients pass, and you position them, or they can have air in their lungs. It sounds like they're breathing when you're turning them to get them in a bag.
Yeah.
And I turned this guy to the side, and my nurse's aide that was with me, she was rolling the patient towards me, and he vomited all over me.
Oh. Dead guy vomit.
Where did the vomit get on you?
It got on. Well, I had gloves on and everything, but it got all over my arm, all over the chest and belly of my shirt.
Yeah, there's always one noodle intact. You ever notice that?
Yeah, why is that? It's like I swallowed a whole spaghetti.
It's like, wait a minute. This didn't come out of our cafeteria.
I know I chewed that.
See, that would be another. I'd have an involuntary reaction of vomiting on him.
Right, exactly.
I'd be like, ugh, blah.
No, see, he puked all over himself.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do
Special
it.
People. Yeah. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah. All right, hon.
All right, guys.
Love you. Robin from Woodbridge.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was an ED nurse in New York City for many years. I'm still an ED nurse. So you don't want to know how long.
ED or ER?
It's not called ER anymore. It's ED. It's an emergency department. It's grown that much that we're past the size of a room.
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking other ED, which doesn't grow at all.
Yeah,
that's true.
Most emergency departments are referred to EDs now.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But this was years ago, and I was working in triage, and this woman comes up and says to me, I've got sprouts in my Virginia. I said, okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go down there.
And
sprouts in the Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going to harvest them later on, yes. Tobacco?
I feel like there's a garden in Virginia somewhere.
Exactly.
There's a garden, all right.
Oh, no.
So oh, God.
I had to keep questioning her, and she goes, you know, down there, I got sprouts. So I couldn't figure out. I had to pull her into a room to say, okay, show me exactly what you mean. I got sprouts in my Virginia.
Well, don't go there.
She had put a potato in her vagina as birth control, but left it there for months.
Oh, no.
All you saw were the sprouts of an old potato coming out of her vagina.
Taking root.
Oh, no.
Who's my little spud? I can mash potato. I can mash potato.
Don't mash that potato.
She had a heat flash made a baked potato.
Yeah.
Ah, well, that would definitely keep, that's good birth control.
Birth control.
Yeah.
Best birth control ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever gone into a bag of potatoes that's been there for a while and they got all those?
The eyes grow, yeah.
Sprouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she had.
My God.
I just look weird in a bikini. What's going on?
To the package, yeah.
It's like something's trying to crawl out.
Exactly. Taking root.
Oh, it was falling.
It's like little arms.
Right.
Come out, comb the hair.
She's having a baby.
Give herself a shaver on there.
Little green arms. Oh, God.
So how do you, what do you do?
Well, you get forceps and you pull it out. And then you have to send it, because it's a foreign body, you have to send it to pathology to get reviewed.
Now, when you're pulling it out, how do you know it hasn't attached itself to something inside?
You don't until you start.
Yeah, you mean tugging.
Oh, but that's why you have to send it to pathology to see if there was any kind of, you know, any of the mucous membrane stuck to it and was anything wrong with them. So any foreign body does have to get sent to pathology.
Wow. And how did she say it to you again?
I got sprouts in my Virginia.
Boom. Just wanted the sound bite.
Oh. Yeah. And guess what? I'm not eating for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got sprouts in my Virginia.
You know, my things are much crazier than they will ever show you on TV. But what you see, especially in an ER, is crazier than you could ever think of. Like, how would you ever think of this story unless you actually saw it?
There's no way.
No. I'm curious, was it potato fingerling?
It was a little shriveled up by the time.
All right. No, I don't want to picture anymore. I'm already picturing
please tell
everything.
Me that didn't end up in the cafeteria.
Oh, look, they have potatoes on the menu.
It's just for today.
Exactly.
It's special.
Right.
Wow. And yeah. So is that one of those? You walk out of the room and you see a coworker and you say you have to go into room three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nurse humor.
Yeah.
One thing about being in an ED also, you always think, I just saw the craziest thing today, and then tomorrow you see something else.
Wow. Never a dull day.
God bless you. Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Okay. Take care.
Right, bye.
Great.
Oh, thank you.
There goes dinner.
It sounds like this is a book, you know, that show, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Uh-huh.
This is like 1,000 weird things you saw in the ER, and you just collect stories from different nurses.
Tales from the Gross Side, yeah.